I'm Coastly. I'm a writer and mom of four living in the Bay. I love talking about creativity, tech, and motherhood and how they fit together. It's Little Things, the podcast for women who never want to stop learning. Hey guys, I'm recording this episode from my favorite place in my house to record, my closet, which is where I started recording when I started Little Things months and months ago. But it has been a while since I've actually sat in my closet and done this, and since the baby's sleeping and my three kids and husband are gone, I thought it would be the perfect chance to sit on the floor in the dark in my closet and kind of give a more candid update on what life with four kids is like and just a few things that I've been thinking about. And funny, I didn't even realize this when I sat down, but today is actually 6 weeks since I had my baby. So he's 6 weeks old today, and it just feels extra fitting to kind of talk out loud about the sort of things that I'm thinking about, and maybe you can relate. These are the kind of things I usually don't have enough time to write down, so I thought it would be kind of fun to record, and maybe you can relate to some of these things that I'm thinking about. So, he's 6 weeks. First of all, I cannot believe that. It's gone by so fast. At the same time, it totally feels like it's been 6 weeks, and it kind of felt like I was pregnant for like 2 years. So it's, yeah, time is just so weird, and the day and the night situation, how you're up half the night, it just puts an extra spin on the feeling of time. I'm really happy. I would say that I'm really happy. I think it's more overwhelming than I thought it was gonna be. Going from 1 to 2 kids was the hardest for me. 2 to 3 was challenging, but okay, because my husband had paternity leave, so it kind of gave us that time at the beginning to kind of transition a little more gently. 3 to 4 has been tough, not because of the newborn, but because of the other kids and the needs that they have, and I think not them being jealous of the baby, but just us having, as parents, a lot less energy to give the other three kids the what they need or what they want in terms of attention and listening and just everything that a toddler or a little kid would need. So I would say it's been a big transition. We're really tired. But I don't think we've hit the period where it has to do with sibling jealousy or competitiveness or anything like that. It's just flat out just us being pretty exhausted and trying to keep up with it without any help. I used to joke, although I totally wasn't joking, that if we did have a fourth kid while living in Berkeley, that we would need a nanny. And I 100% think that we could use that, and that would be really amazing. I don't think that's something that we will do, but it is a lot of work, and I'm already kind of thinking through, as this is the last week of my husband's paternity leave for now, I'm thinking through, wow, like the logistics of 3 different schools that my kids are going to and pick up and trying to get the baby to nap and sort of like keep the house afloat, how that's gonna come together after my husband is back at work with his long commute. I'm kind of like, I don't really know how this is gonna work, but you know, we've done this before and we figured it out, and at the end of the day, I know just some things will drop off and that will just be how it is for a while until the baby's a little bit older and is a little less demanding. The other thing, so yeah, we're doing good, but it's a lot, super tired, that's no surprise. The other thing that I kind of thought would be different because I was feeling pretty good after we had, right after we had the baby, was that I thought I would be more, just like cool with body fluctuations because I've done this multiple times before. So I was like, oh, like I know you lose quite a bit of weight right after you have the baby just because you're, you know, getting that baby out and all that process. And, but I still have baby weight. Obviously, I think I gained like 40 pounds and then I had lost 20. And so I need to lose 20 more. And that's not something I really stress about or in the past. But it was harder with my third baby. I kind of was like, oh, it's still there. So I kind of had to make a more concerted effort to get more comfortable in my own skin and lose extra weight. And then it's happening again where it's a little more stubborn this time. And I've been surprised how emotional that has felt. I just don't have very much to wear and I'm like really craving, I want to wear like interesting and colorful things and I don't have anything that fits. And I got all my clothes out and hung them all up. And then a couple days later, went and tried to put something on. I'm like, this does not fit at all. Like, why? So I tore everything down, put it back in bins, and put it back under the stairs. It's like, I'm not going to be I don't want to look at this and be frustrated with myself when my baby is so little and I know that I'm doing like everything that I can that's most important right now. I don't want to be thinking about this extra right now. But it was really upsetting and it made me really sad. But then I felt guilty for feeling sad about something that feels kind of vain right now. But at the same time, I'm like, oh, I want to feel comfortable in my own skin. And I feel like I have, it's totally fine to feel like that and feel kind of frustrated with like, oh, I'm really happy that I was pregnant and everything went wonderfully and I had this beautiful baby, but I'm like so bummed that I don't feel comfortable in my own skin and I feel like hot all the time and just kind of like puffy and like not very cute. And I don't think that's selfish, but at the same time it feels super selfish and silly to be thinking about that. But I just know that I do feel better when I feel stronger, and I know that I can fluctuate back and forth in a certain realm and still feel totally fine and not worry about it too much. And I try to be active and eat relatively healthy, but not worry about it too much because I feel like life's too short to be fretting about a couple pounds here and there. It doesn't really make that much difference in how I feel day to day. But it is such a bummer. Just not feeling super comfortable. The other thing, so I did the clothes situation where I put everything out in my closet and I was all excited, like, oh, I do have clothes to wear. And then I actually thought through it and was like, and tried stuff on. I'm like, this doesn't look good. This doesn't feel comfortable. I need to wait longer. The other element was that I have only crappy nursing bras and I exclusively breastfeed right now. And it was such a bummer. I feel like half the battle of like the way tops fit is if you have a good bra. And so I realized I need to buy good nursing bras. I have some great bras that I'll be able to wear later when I'm not nursing, but I need nice bras. So then that led me on this quest of like, oh, what are the good nursing bras? And I have some from Target that are old. And I actually threw away a couple because I'm like, these are not doing in me any favors. I need to get rid of these. I need to let go. And then I went to Target and tried some on. Nothing fit me. Nothing was comfortable. It was upsetting as well. I was like, I'm trying to help myself feel better about the way I look every day, and none of these, they didn't fit. They were so uncomfortable. So I came home, did some research, and from every podcast that I listen to, I know about Third Love. They're like sponsoring every podcast, which is smart because it popped into my head. And so I ordered a couple bras, but I'm a little on the fence. I'm going to do a review later about whether I'll keep those or not, but I feel like I do need to order some others and see if I can find at least two or three nursing bras that are like solid and look nice and give me a nice shape in any top that I wear and are comfortable. It's just so frustrating that there's not more options. And even Third Love only has two nursing bras. One is underwire, one is not. And anyway, I just am frustrated that there's not, like, more options and more affordable options, because there's so many women who nurse, and I don't know why there's not more options. So, and then the other thing, this is super rambly, I'm really sorry. The other thing I wanted to mention was sort of like the mental health side of postpartum, which I think I've touched on briefly in really early episodes, but I've had three episodes of postpartum depression, and also I have perinatal anxiety and depression, and depression is something I've struggled with off and on for since I was quite young, and it was exacerbated with the hormone fluctuations of pregnancy and postpartum, and that has been the same this time as well, and that was something I was expecting because I had had it three times before, but that's still, you know, even though I know what works for me and I have a strong support system and, was able to get help quickly, it still sucks. It just really, really sucks. And I feel like even though I've figured out things that work for me, there's still weird shame around needing help at all and just feeling kind of guilty or like gross or like just frustrated with the fact that I have to do any of that. Like that I even have to, you know, like I have a woman has a baby and then you're already dealing with like physical recovery and just the adjustment of having a baby or another baby while dealing with your other normal life. And then this awful depression, however that manifests, like apathy, sadness, anger, however that manifests, why you have to deal with that on top of what is already happening on so many levels. It's just, it's frustrating. And I feel like I just, every time I'm like every time I have a baby, I'm like figuring it out and then processing it and then refiguring out as things change and as, my hormones change and, my mental state goes up and down, right? Depending on what is happening in my life. And all, yeah, overall, it just feels kind of, it's just kind of overwhelming, if I'm being honest. But I do feel really grateful that, you know, I have the resources and the access to what I need. And kind of, even though it sucks that I've been through this several times, it feels really comforting to know, you know, I've done this before and it was really, really hard. Unnecessarily hard at times, and I figured out how to get through, and I know I can get through it, so that's the good side. It just sucks that it has to happen again. Sort of like the dark side of having children, I think, for a lot of women. I'm so glad more people are talking about it and making it feel more normal, and that it's totally fine to get help and that you don't have to feel like it's the hardest thing in the world to have a baby or to be depressed after, because it's not normal and it's not something that you should feel like is normal, which I thought was normal when I had my first and second. I was like, this is hard. And then I remember someone saying like, it's hard, but it shouldn't be that hard. And I was like, okay, yeah. And so, and then it kind of like, it's like, oh, maybe this is like way over the top. Maybe how I'm feeling isn't normal. And started to kind of explore that, like, that maybe there was something outside of it, which is really hard when you are depressed. And I needed help in doing that. But anyway, so that's just a few things that I've been thinking about. I know this is really rambly, and has nothing to do with tech or creativity, but everything to do with motherhood, which this podcast definitely touches on, because that's what I'm knee-deep in right now with having a new baby and three other kids. But hopefully this is helpful, and I hope in kind of a selfish way that there's someone listening who's like, yeah, I've been through that, or I did that with, you know, I've had postpartum, or, yeah, I'm trying to lose some baby weight too, and it's frustrating, and we know we'll figure it out, but it's just like, just frustrating. And that's okay to feel frustrated, and you don't need to feel guilty for, feeling like everything isn't 100% perfect once you have that beautiful baby safe in your arms, that there's still ups and downs and just like figuring out, yourself within this new scope of motherhood. Anyway, thank you so much for listening, and, continue sharing and listening, and I appreciate it so much. So this has been another episode from Little Things from My Closet. Talk soon. This has been another episode of Little Things. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to subscribe. You can also follow along at Coast Writer on Instagram for writing inspiration and behind the scenes. Talk soon.